We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins play here.
Tell us! Tell us where!
On WILK News Radio.
Oh, this is where they play the games.
Backpedaling, going to tip it past the team and takes a shot, and he scores!
And now, the voice of Penguins hockey, Nick Hart, on the Jason Barsky Show.
I'm giving everyone a chance to see if they can figure out what this song is from. It's a rock version of a song that was a big part of my youth. Good morning. All right, Nick Hart from the Penguins, the voice of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. How about you?
Good. Now, have you figured the song out yet? Were you able to hear it since last time we talked?
I was able to hear it much more clearly, and I know this is incorrect. I know this is incorrect, but it sounds a lot like Saturday Night for Fighting by Elton John, and I know that's not right.
That is incorrect.
But that's what it sounds like.
That is incorrect. Now, I'm contemplating this in my head. Do I tell you what it is, or do I let you try to ask a lot of people? Because if you ask a lot of people, you know a lot of people, right?
I know some people.
Then maybe, just maybe, my show gets bigger.
There you go. Yeah, let's keep it a mystery.
Okay,
see
for right
how long
now.
It takes me into the season to figure it out.
Imagine that. It's like, well, season six of the Penguins Talk here with Nick Hart. And Nick, do you know the name of the song? No, I don't.
Nope.
Give it up already. Look, and again, I was saying, you know, I like having you on. It was fun last week talking about some of the players, what do you call them again? The from Finland.
From Finland, we got the Finnish Four Horsemen.
Finnish Four, okay, yeah. Was that what I said?
That was you, yeah.
Oh, well, I coined that. But we're talking about that a little bit. You kicked the season off in Hershey with a win, which was good.
It was great. I don't think you can pick a better start to the season. It was an exceptional game. It was exciting. It was back and forth. But at the end of the day, the black and gold walk away with 2 points, and that's all you can ask for. It was truly a perfect start to the 2019-20 season.
Nice. And Friday night, you're in Lehigh Valley, playing against, what are those guys called again? They're
the Phantoms.
Phantoms, that's right. Okay, and then Saturday, home opener against Utica. What do you think fans can expect? Do you guys do any, like, are there special promotions or anything, new foods or anything people can expect when it comes to the you know, going into the new season?
I don't know anything about new foods. If they do have new foods, someone needs to let me know. I usually don't toil around the concession stands during the game. I got my own stuff to worry about, but if there's some new grub around, I might have to check that out for myself. But
do they hook you up? I'm just wondering, because I know you're in the like press area, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Section 104 is where we broadcast from. So there's a concession stand right behind me. I just don't really partake.
If you wanted to get some food, would you just like clap and go, bring me food? Or would you have to get up and go? Or I'm just kind of curious to see how they rank you. Because I'm guessing players could be like, cheeseburger me now, and they would bring him a cheeseburger.
I would have to actually get up out of my chair, walk around, and find the food that I want. But I might have to work on negotiating my next contract or something to have a little lackey where, as you said, I could clap my hands or maybe even ring a little tiny bell whenever I need some nourishment.
I kind of knew the answer was going to be get it yourself, Nick. People assume, hey, he's the announcer. He's probably getting free hot dogs and people bring him, feed him. But it's just, you know, we're doing a job like everybody else. And you're just...
If only.
How long have you been doing play-by-play?
This is my second year doing play-by-play for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. I did it in college for the hockey team in my college.
Oh,
this
cool.
This is my fifth year with the team overall.
I'm just curious. All these questions are popping into my head now. What is your goal eventually?
My goal is much like the players here. That's to get to the NHL. I want to be broadcasting games at the National Hockey League level. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so a lot of people assume that I want to broadcast games for the Pittsburgh Penguins. That would be great. That would be absolutely fantastic, but I am not limiting myself to the Pittsburgh Penguins by any means. There are 31 teams, soon to be 32, in the National Hockey League, and I would be absolutely thrilled to do the job for any of them, but that is my goal. To make it to the NHL.
I figured that's what it was. And I feel so, I'm very ignorant to this, so you just tell me. Is it just one level up? is the next levels, correct?
Yep, precisely. Yeah, the American Hockey League is just one step away from the National Hockey League. These are still professional hockey players. They get paid to play the game. They're just right on the cusp of, you know, achieving their childhood dreams.
I just get confused. I know there's different levels. Like, baseball's got so many levels. It's like...
Oh, I know. Hockey's not very different. Then you have to throw in Europe, too, the European League.
Crazy. The you guys signed a new guy on Friday who had... he's been with the team, or he has a player. He explained to me because one player came back and now he's friends with somebody else. You were telling me, okay, and I described it this way. It seems like a fraternity on ice. Hockey.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. Pretty fair. I'm not sure if there are the keg stands and parties that you see on fraternities and movies and things like that, but these guys absolutely have a massive brotherhood. It's so ear too. There's always turnover in the American Hockey League with new players coming in, and it takes maybe less than a week for the guys to all figure out each other's personalities and how to joke around with each other. And it's so fun to be around that atmosphere, the players and things like that. They're always joking around with one another. And the player you were talking about, Stefan Nason.
Yes.
We just signed him on Friday. He was not with the team. He signed a new contract with the Penguins on Friday.
Okay.
Played in the season opener on Saturday against Hershey. Scored two goals.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A good pickup. But he already had connections to the team. He had played for Penguins head coach Mike Pellucci when he played junior hockey in Plymouth, Michigan. And then Joseph Cramarosa was his buddy, his roommate, whenever they played together in Norfolk and Anaheim. And Joseph Cramarosa actually assisted on Stefan Nason's first NHL goal a couple years ago. So even though, as I mentioned before, there are all these different tiers of hockey, and even if you try to include the European leagues, it's such a small world sometimes, how everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, it's. I'm sorry, I got confused there. There's a goalie that also came back to the team. He had an office mask, and it's Casey DeSmith.
Ah, yeah, so Casey DeSmith. Penguins fans that follow the team will recognize that name. If you don't, and you see a game, you will definitely know the name Casey DeSmith. He had this meteoric rise through the ranks of the Penguins organization from Wheeling to Wilkes-Barre-Scranton to Pittsburgh, played full-time last year in the National Hockey League, but because of salary cap constraints, Casey DeSmith is back with the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins, and he was a big office fan whenever he played for Wilkes-Barre-Scranton. He had an office-themed goalie mask. Other goalies like to paint their masks to,
nice,
you know, either make them intimidating or give them a little bit of personality to them. He had, like, the world's best boss mug and a stapler and a plate of Jell-O on his mask. But then he got called up to Pittsburgh, so he was playing in the National Hockey League with a Scranton office-themed mask.
That's good. We can always use the publicity. And I meant to ask this, too. I mentioned the fraternity-like feel based off, because I asked you, I said, what's going on with the team? And I just have little headlines here, and it just says, Joseph, is it Cramarosa?
Cramarosa, yep.
Cramarosa. He shaved a teammate's head. Now, explain to me, was this a forced, like, hold him down, the new guy, let's shave his head? Or was it like someone's like, hey, Joey, can you shave my head? Was it, what do we know about this?
I think it was the latter. This just happened yesterday, actually. And, you know, these guys, they're jokesters, they're good friends and things like that. And I was walking around the locker room yesterday after practice, and outside of our weight room, Joseph Cramarosa is shaving Anthony Angelo's head. And I start looking around at the guys. Like, did he lose a bet? You know, and everyone was just kind of shaking their head, like, no, we don't think so. I think they just wanted to do this, and today was the day that Anthony Angelo got his head shaved by Joseph Cramarosa.
Will it affect the play? We'll have to find out. Talking again to Nick Hart, the voice of the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins on WIOK. Why are we talking about this? Well, a couple reasons. Number one, I just kind of like as much as I like the games are fun. I'm actually thinking about going Saturday. Thinking about it. Maybe I will. I'm considering it. I enjoy learning about the players much more, and this gives me and anyone else listening like an opportunity to kind of learn about the players, because they're such, from what I hear, they're just such outrageous personalities who've been, many of them are world travelers too, so they've been all over, and they all have a dream like we do. Except I'm at my place. I'm happy here. I don't need to move up anywhere. I'm good. This is the official home, by the way, WIOK, the official home of the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins. You can catch the games here. Friday night, we got a game again against Lehigh Valley. And then the first home game, Saturday night, it's versus Utica. And we'll have you back on next week again, okay?
Absolutely.
And hopefully your head doesn't get shaved.
I am keeping my fingers crossed that it does not. I'm not letting Joseph Cramarosa anywhere near my head.
Nick Hart, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it, okay?
Love it, Jason.
Talk soon. Ask everyone. What is that song? Did anyone figure it out? The intro. It's a little mystery.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WIOK News Radio.
and radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.